Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Chosen territory. Chosen territory. It's imperative that we not only understand, but choose what God has chosen for us. We are covenant people, first of all. And as we look back to when the covenant was established, it was established through Abraham. And now you read that into the New Testament, and you find in Galatians, the book written by Paul, the epistle to the Galatians, that he says that if we be the seed of Christ, then are we the seed of Abraham. Because if you follow the genealogy all the way through, you'll find that Christ is there. And so we being the seed, not seeds, but the seed of Christ, then are we heirs with faithful Abraham. So that means the promise that God gave Abraham is our promise too. Amen. And you know, they didn't have Mercedes Benzes and BMWs and all of that then. But he was blessed in his generation. Agriculturally, he was very, very blessed. One of the most blessed in all the East, probably the most blessed. But he said that this covenant would travel down through time to each generation. So we're to be blessed in our generation. This is a mindset that we want to adopt, especially as we are in the embryo stages of this new year. Amen. Don't be afraid to make new beginnings, to make new commitments. You know, at least shoot at the target. I mean, at least go after it. Amen. You say it all the time. I'd much rather miss it shooting than miss it not shooting. Amen. Amen. But if you shoot, you're liable to hit it. Amen. At a venture. You know, just shoot it up in the air. You might hit the target. Amen. But it's important that we go after things, that we, you know, determine. And God will bless us when we do that. Amen. Amen. So we're going to talk about chosen territory. But I want to lay foundation, because We mentioned in our 3 days of Blaze how this year or this decade, starting back in September on the Jewish calendar, is the decade of declaration, the decade of what it terms P-E-H, pay, which is the mouth. Amen? The decade of the mouth. And so a lot of focus is going to be on the mouth. Proverbs calls it the lips. Some places it's the tongue. You know, it has to do with speaking, but it's all geared around the mouth. So we want to put a great deal of emphasis on the mouth. See, it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles you. You can eat that burger. It's going to come out in the drought. But it's what comes out of the mouth. Because what's coming out of the mouth is coming out of the heart. And that's what defiles you. Amen. Someone may say or make excuse for saying certain things that don't align with the word. You ever done that? Don't raise your hand, because you have. But, you know, here's what usually is the excuse. Well, God know my heart. I know what I say, but God know my heart. Yeah, he knows your heart. And because he knows your heart and the word is in your heart, you have salvation. But your environment's all whack and messed up. Your heart is right with God. You're going to be saved. But you're going to have hell on earth because of your mouth. Amen. Amen. In the power of your tongue is life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So the emphasis on the mouth is not just us being saved, because we believe in the heart and confess with our mouth, salvation, we're saved. But the emphasis on the mouth is changing atmospheres, changing environments, establishing a kingdom here on earth, and it's established through language. It's not established through bombs and wars and that. You know, physically, you can do certain things there, but that doesn't necessarily change the atmosphere spiritually. But it's words. It's a language. And from day one, God has chosen something for you. And what he's chosen for you is the Zoe life. Amen. Amen. The life of Zoe. In other words, God has chosen. That's the life he chose for us. He didn't choose for us the other life. Amen. Amen. A lesser life. We read it in John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come. I come to give, or I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So this is a Zoe life. This is what Jesus came for. This has to be the foundation upon which we build. Not what you came out of. Not on what side of the tracks you grew up on. Not that image of poverty or lack or whatever it is that a lot of times is the dominant image in a person's mind. We must, amen, look into the word of God until the word of God begins to change us into that image. As we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are changed. Ask the person beside you, what you've been looking at? People that are always looking at negativity, evil, darkness. I told the story of a friend of mine that we grew up together at 18. He went to prison just for about four months, something like that. But he was in one of the worst places in the world, Cook County Jail in Chicago. And when he came out, he looked nothing like he looked when he went in. His eyes were full of horror from what he was beholding and how he was treated. You know, so what you look at, You know, someone that's stressed out and they go on a real vacation and they leave all the stress behind and they take in some sun, get a little tan, and lay out on the beach, you know, just, and when they come back, they look, well, boy, you look refreshed. Why? Because of what they've been looking at, what's been going into their eye gate. When we look into the word, when we take time to look into the word, I mean, look, not see, a lot of people look but don't see. I'm talking about being like an artist. An artist can look at something and see something that someone else might not see. Someone say, that's a beautiful painting. I can say, what? That's an amateur there. They can tell you the real deal versus the phonies. So we must purpose in this busy world to take time out for God. You look into the word. See, books carry a spirit. Some are bad. You know, witchcraft books carry a spirit. Books that men and women of God wrote carry a spirit. The word of God carries a spirit. Amen. The spirit. My word is spirit, and it's life. All right. So as we choose to give ourselves over to this, then it begins to transform us from the inside. See, it's important that you be transformed on the inside. See, we're saved, so we have a level of life anyway because we're saved. But tell somebody, there's a whole lot more. Being saved was the beginning. God wants to bring some heaven into earth realm for you and show you that you can have it now. Amen. You can live right here, right now, as heaven on earth. Amen. That doesn't mean that we don't have some challenges and difficulties there, but if God be for you, yes. Amen. If he says no weapon formed against you, huh? If he says I'll never leave you nor forsake you, Ike says you can't lose with the stuff I use. Some of y'all don't know Reverend Ike. You know, here's something interesting. I ran across, as I was studying, in Joshua 1 and 8. Yeah, 1 and 8. If you'll get that on the screen for me. Joshua 1 and 8. We read about what God said to Joshua. This was really important. Joshua was stepping into a position Moses had passed on, had gone on. Joshua was stepping into some big shoes. He was a faithful man. He was a warrior, knew how to fight, all that stuff. But things were about to shift for him. Amen. Let me tell you something. Things are about to shift for you too. Amen. There's going to be that. This is why we got to get ready on the inside. God will take care of the outside. If I get right on the inside and talk right, then he'll start to align details on the outside. Amen. That concur to the destiny. Amen. We don't want to thwart our destiny. So here we see where he tells Joshua, he says, this book of the law, my word, in other words, shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, keep it there. Don't hide it there, but keep it there. And he says, but thou shalt meditate. Remember, we studied the word meditate. Go and look it up in the Hebrew, look it up in the Greek, look it up in the English. Meditate therein day and night, that you may observe and do, you may remind yourself and do according to all that's written there. For then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Amen. God says if you keep the word in your mouth, you'll impact the environment, any environment you go into. Amen. Amen. Especially the one that determines your destiny. God says, then you'll have good success. Amen. See, we don't just want to be saved and hang in there till Jesus comes. Amen. I can't speak for everybody, but I want some success in this life. Amen. I want to leave something for my children's 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 children. I want to impact some nations. Amen. I want to have to be able to give and change lives. Amen. We don't want just enough for my table or the crumbs off the table. That's not the Zoe life. I don't despise poor or, ridicule poor. No, the poor you'll have with you always, but tell somebody, you ain't got to be poor all the time. I might have started out poor, putting change in my tithe envelope. But you ain't got, 10 years later, you ain't got to be still putting change in there unless you just want to put change in there. So we see God saying that to Joshua, but I want to bring it into New Testament. Find me 1 Timothy chapter 4 and about, I'm going to start at about verse 7 or 8. I want to read something to New Testament. Paul talking to Timothy, as Timothy is raised up as a minister, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Tell somebody, stop all the wives' fables. You know, there's a little black cat that runs out in front of me all the time over here. I said, what's up, my friend? What's up? Somebody said, oh, Lord. he can't help it because he's black. Wives, fables, fears, all that stuff. Cut that off. Amen?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect, that which concerns you.